Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a ruling on toxic waste disposal.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. The James M. Gavin Power Plant in Southeast Ohio is one of the largest coal-fired electricity plants in the country. It's also one of the nation's top emitters of greenhouse gases, according to data from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. In 2002, after residents expressed growing concern over the air pollution, the plant bought up the whole town of Cheshire for $20 million. More recently, the plant's new owners sued the EPA, arguing the federal government was unfairly applying new rules to one of its waste storage facilities. This month, a judge dismissed that lawsuit. Here to tell us why and what that means is reporter David Forster with Ohio Newsroom member station WOUB in Athens. Hey, David.
Hello, Erin.
So at the heart of this current lawsuit is the storage of coal ash. For those of us who don't know, what is coal ash and why is the EPA trying to regulate it?
Coal ash is simply a byproduct of burning coal, right? So it's not a complete combustion process. After you burn coal, there's still some residual stuff left over, and that's called coal ash. Coal ash is full of all sorts of toxic chemicals, including arsenic. That's one that most people will probably recognize. So as a result, coal ash gets usually stored in these large storage reservoirs. In 2015, the EPA finally develops some rules governing the proper disposal of coal ash and also how to properly close these storage facilities.
Well, the plant's owners argued some of those regulations were being improperly applied. Why did a judge dismiss their lawsuit?
So under these rules that the EPA develops in 2015, they say that when you close one of these storage units, right, you're supposed to put a cover on it, you're supposed to seal it off, and under these rules, you're supposed to minimize to the extent feasible the migration of liquids into the storage unit and out of the storage unit. You don't want liquids coming in and mixing with the coal ash and then leaching out and causing contamination, right? What the EPA determines is that this storage unit that Gavin closed is filled with groundwater. 40% of the coal ash is saturated with groundwater. And so the EPA is saying, hey, you violated the rules. Gavin files a lawsuit against the EPA and says, no, we didn't violate the rules because under the rules that you developed in 2015, the word liquid, as used in those rules, does not include groundwater. So this is what's before the judge. Does liquid include groundwater? And what the judge decides is, yes, liquid does include groundwater. And the judge bases his decision on the fact that when the EPA developed those rules in the first place, it said its primary objective was to protect water, to protect groundwater.
What does this mean for the future? Will it change the way the facility stores coal ash going forward?
So that actually remains to be seen. Gavin can still appeal. It will be interesting to see what the EPA does. It seems that the EPA would now be able to go in and say, you're going to have to fix the leaks, essentially, in this closure. It is not properly sealed. Too much groundwater is getting in and mixing with the coal ash, and that poses a serious environmental and health problem. So you need to reseal that storage unit.
Okay, David Forster with WOUB Public Media in Athens, thank you.
You're welcome. Nice to chat with you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.